Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. Be sure to purchase your tickets at sparkplugpeople.com, or you can go to upliftwomen2013.eventb.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Lisa Haley about the best lessons she's learned from her life coach. My guest is a native of Utica, New York. She is a graduate of New York State University College of Technology. Today, she is a national expansion leader and soon-to-be senior vice president at Five Links. Her organization helps women and men live the life they love. It is our honor to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Ms. Lisa Haley. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. An honor to be on here.
How are you today?
I am amazing. How about yourself?
Oh, fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about the Are you ready to talk about the best lessons that you've learned from your life coach?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's get right into it, okay? Lisa,
yes.
One of the greatest lessons that you've learned from your life coach was to release your passion. Why was this lesson so important to you?
Because there are many people that can be gifted by it, because I have a family that needs me, and because the world will be a better place.
Well, Lisa, you told me the other day over the phone that another lesson you learned from your life coach is when you make decisions, the stress goes away. How have you applied this lesson in your everyday life?
I have made decisions that have moved me forward. I have changed things in my daily routine. I have just had people that have shown me by making the decision it has been the right decision. Always making decisions every day in our life, but by putting it off, you just sit there and you are not being at your full potential, which means you're not using the gifts that are warranted and given out to everyone else.
Well, one of the first lessons you learned from your life coach was that your circumstances of today are a direct result of your thoughts and actions of the past. How has learning and applying this lesson changed your daily thoughts and actions?
It has made me focus on where I want to be and not on where I've been or what is straight in front of me. It is knowing that life can change. It is knowing that there is a better life ahead of you. And it is knowing that the lessons you have learned will push you to the next level.
Okay. And what is your next level?
My next level is to help as many women see this, empower themselves, empower their children, and to change the next generation to have wisdom enough to take care of themselves by then showing their family that it is okay to take care of themselves. And by doing that, they are taking care of their family.
All right. Well, tell us about the unforgettable lesson you've learned about complaining from your life coach.
So when you're complaining about other people, you're literally complaining about yourself and the things that you feel that you are lacking in, that you need to look at yourself and turn around and take a look at what you want to improve on yourself. Because the things that irritate you of other people are your lacks, your things that you need to be focused on.
Well, what were some of the things you used to complain about? And you found out that those things that you complained about, you were really complaining about yourself and you did something about it.
Not taking care of what I would say, you know, such and such is taking care of themselves and they're not focusing on me. I wasn't taking care of myself on a daily basis. Not going for for walks when I needed to go, not getting the rest when I needed to go, not going and meeting other women in groups to keep myself on a positive note, not going to conferences like you're going to be offering in May, just focusing on that made me just stay in the past instead of looking at the future.
All right. Well, you also learned that women have the power in the family, and they should always remember to take care of themselves first. Why do you think so many women forget to do this?
Because our culture as a whole teaches us to be the caretakers, but we forget the less part of it. Being a caretaker is you have to take care of yourself, just like in an airplane when you're flying, and it says when the action mask drops down, take care of yourself and then your child. But we tend to forget that in our society. And the sooner that you learn it, the sooner that your children and anyone else around you is going to emulate that instead of you being the caretaker all the time. Because at some point, you're not going to be here. And they're going to have to know how to do it on their own.
Well, a very critical lesson in your growth process was being humble enough to ask for help and also being willing to accept it. What is your advice to women out there in our listening audience who may have asked for help in the past and didn't get it, and now they refuse to ask anymore?
Once you quit, then you don't have any more choices. There's lots of people out there that are willing to help you. There's lots of people that you have to sort through. We all have the wisdom within us, so you have to keep moving forward. And don't be afraid, because there'll be the people out there that will surprise you and uplift you in places that you will never see. It won't be easy. You have to face it, and you have to move forward.
Well, how important is it to do the work that your life coach wants you to do?
It is very, very important. And there are parts where I wanted to walk away and say, no, I don't want to do this, or I would know when there were certain times and when they would say certain things, and I would sit there and cringe. Oh, my Lord, I can't believe I'm going to do this. No, I don't want to. An example of being when I just started doing exercise, I had said to my life coach that my family's not going to allow me to go spend an hour going walking. And she says, eventually, she says, they're going to tell you to do that. It was about a year down the road, and I was scheduled for a yoga class. I was reading to my daughter. It was 10 minutes before the class. I said, oh, Mom will miss it. And she's like, no, Mom, you need to go. So the wisdom you sometimes can't see because you're in your own four walls, these people have the wisdom to see it.
Okay. Well, you also learn from your life coach that you do not have to be everything to everybody. How freeing was this realization for you?
Amazing. Amazing. You sleep better. You see the growth in the people that are around you. You don't have to hold their hands. They all are intelligent, passionate beings too, and sometimes by doing everything for them, you're holding them back.
Okay. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you decided to advertise your business in People You Need to Know magazine.
Because I believe the path that I have gone through in the last 3 to 5 years, there are a number of women out there that are under the same path and feel like they're stuck, feel like this is the only choice they're in, feel like there's no other women out there look successful, dress successful. But if you've really got a close look on where they are, we're all just as insecure as the other one, and we need to uplift each other. And I believe that's a very, very important message, especially for women that have decided to stay home with their children for a while and then relaunch their career. It's a little bit scary at first, but it's out there, and we need to reach for it because there's gifts that we all need to be passing on to the rest of the world, not just our immediate family.
Now, how does that relate to you advertising your business in People You Need to Know magazine?
Because I believe that my business can change people's lives by products and services they already use. It's just a tool to get them to be able to spend time with their children, to grow and to have the wisdom to start programs that will empower children and empower families to change this world into a much more positive environment.
Now tell us very quickly, what are some of the products that you sell at Five Links?
Well, we sell products from when you talk on the telephone to turning on the lights to your credit cards you need for your business to soon to be subsidized health care, which all of us are going to need. We have internet services. We have partnerships with all the major cell phone carriers. We have marketing for businesses as well. We have touched on about just about everything of products and services that people either need or businesses need.
All right. Well, and finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can reach me at 678-780-1373, or they can connect with me on Facebook under Lisa Haley Constabile.
Say that one more time.
Lisa Haley Constabile.
All right. You want to spell that last part?
Yes. It's Haley dash Constabile.
All right. Well, Ms. Lisa Haley, National Expansion Leader and soon-to-be Senior Vice President at Five Links, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
And thank you also. You're an amazing, amazing gift to women out there.
All right. Thank you. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that women have the power to rule the world, and my goal is to help them do it. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.